Wesley, do you believe any of the claims by, for example, that Italian doctor Severino Antonori, and no relation to me, by the way, and the Raelians that they have cloned already or in the process of?
No, the Raelians were clearly a hoax. I don't think they have the technical capacity to do it. Thereafter, in my view, the money. And I think the fellow Rael is a Frenchman, I forgot his name, is laughing all the way to the bank. The other fellow, the doctor, is trying, I believe, and this is really however you feel about cloning, it's catastrophic, because almost every single cloned mammal to date, whether it's pigs, whether it's cows, have had very serious defects. For example, there were a little while ago six piglets born. Maybe it was three, but they were cloned, and they all died of heart attacks within a day or two of each other. Dolly the sheep had to be put down at half the life of a sheep because of serious problems she was experiencing, not to mention the miscarriages that occur and even the birth mothers dying because many cloned animals have are huge fetuses or huge placentas. So it's just absolutely monstrous to try to clone when it isn't safe.
Well, that could be. The Raelians, by the way, call themselves the world's largest atheist, not-for-profit UFO-related organization in the world.
Probably true.
and they claim 60,000 members in 90 countries already.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. When I, as I said, when I debated Brigitte Bussier, an awful lot of folk came from as far away as Texas, and they were bringing parents of deceased children with them. It's really pathetic.
Let's go to some calls while we continue our discussion. Why have you been so opposed to this, to cloning, for example?
Me?
Yeah.
I think cloning is the essential technology to lead us to things such as genetic engineering, designer babies. Cloning treats human life as a marketable product, indeed as something to be manufactured. And I think that it is dehumanizing. I think there's very little good that can come out of cloning humans, and quite a bit that would be bad.
It though, in my opinion, Wesley, I don't think it can be stopped. What do you think?
Well, Canada has outlawed it. France has outlawed it. Which, by the way, proves this isn't about religion, because.
But all you need though is one country somewhere to approve it, to legalize it, and every doctor in the world that wants to clone will go there, won't they?
Perhaps, but I think if these adult stem cell cure, the only reason people are willing to put up with a lot of this is they're thinking that Uncle Joe's Parkinson's can be helped. Once they find that we don't need to do cloning, probably, to have these cures, I think a lot of people will be very upset with cloning. And if you can cut off the money, you will not have widespread cloning. You might have a little bit in terms of, cloning embryos. Can it be stopped? I don't know. Should we try? Absolutely.
Is there a strong adult stem cell lobby out there that is trying to educate people to let them know there's a possible very strong alternative here?
Yeah, there is there's a lot of us pushing that agenda, and a lot of people are doing. In fact, the private money was going into adult stem cell research because they saw that this is where the chance for real medical treatments were. And that's why the biotech industry and the bioscientists who want to get into the labs and do the embryonic work push things like Proposition 71. They weren't getting the private money, so they suckered, in my view, the California voters into giving them $3 billion over 10 years to do this work. And by the way, if your audience thinks that this is going to remain with embryos in a petri dish, I've got a bridge here in the San Francisco Bay. I'd love to sell them. Right now in New Jersey, they have passed a law that not only legalizes human cloning, cloning human embryos, it permits implantation and allows gestation through the ninth month. That's already on the books in New Jersey. So the idea, and that was pushed by BIO, the Biotech Industry Organization, which is the lobbying group for the biotech industry. You've had similar laws proposed in Illinois. You've had them proposed in Delaware. You've had it proposed in Maryland. There's a reason for this. And that is because once they learn how to do it in the petri dish, they're going to want to go further, probably using artificial wombs, which will be available in about 10 years. Now, what might they want to do with clone fetuses. Well, there was an experiment done by Advanced Cell Technology in Worcester, Massachusetts, where they made a cow embryo using somatic cell nuclear transfer, which last hour we described, that's the major cloning technique. They implanted that embryo into a cow, which was gestated for whatever time. It was then aborted. The nascent or primordial kidneys were taken and skin grafted back onto the cow whose DNA was used for the cloning to see whether the kidneys would be rejected. They were not rejected, and they produced a little urine, and the headlines were therapeutic cloning works. Well, this wasn't really therapeutic cloning because it wasn't using stem cells. Now, if you did that in a human being, if you created a human clone, implanted it into a woman, aborted that baby at let's say 10 months or whenever the kidneys form, and implanted it into the person whose DNA was used to create the clone, that would be legal today in New Jersey. They can't do it technically yet, but it's legal. The road is being paved for much broader access than just in the petri dish in the early embryonic stage. And I've also got quotes in my book, Consumer's Guide to a Brave New World, of some bioethicists saying, yeah, we chose 14-day limits basically because that's what we needed to do politically. We don't intend to stay there. See, there's no, the big secret here is that science and biotech has become incredibly radicalized and will accept no real permanent limits.